Hi, I'm Charlie Williams, here to tell you it's that time again for the Jason Kirtman Show. Here he is with bags of strawberry red licorice and bazooka bubblegum. Always winking at all the pretty ladies, your friend and mine, Jason Kirtman.
Hey, you're listening to the Jason Kirtman Show. Thank you very much, Charles. That is my good friend, Charlie Williams. He works down at the local cellular telephone store here in the Tularosa Basin, where the women are beautiful and the men are finely groomed. And Charlie and I happen to be two of those such finely groomed gentlemen. He's a good guy. He really is. He knows a lot about music, the old vintage stuff that is tucked away in the history files of American music and culture. He knows a lot about it, and I enjoy my conversations with Charlie every now and then, once a month when I go in to make my payment, and a couple of times in between, just go in there and see what he's up to. He's a really good guy. Thank you very much, Charles. Hey, we got a lot of stuff on the Jason Kirtman Show this week. Got some good stories, some music. I'm going to do a segment, a brand new segment on the Jason Kirtman Show called The Weekly Shoutout. I've mentioned a little bit about that on the Facebook page. We'll do that. Got some good stuff. I really do. So let's get started with it all, because we're bringing back the nickel soda pop. It's not a beverage. It's a concept. A concept about the way things used to be in America when things were much simpler than they are today. It was a time when a handshake was just as good as a written contract, and a smile meant that you genuinely cared. So let's get started without any further ado with some great American music. We'll be right back right after this.
Something to say. The whole reason that I'm having good luck, I get down on my knees and pray. When life turns its ugly head on me, I can just lean back and sigh. I've got nothing to worry about because I've been justified. Here we go.
Woo!
sock, baby, and send me back out my way. We'll see who died just for you and I. What else can I say?
Men, no shaving proposition beats this. Listen. There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless, wins you in a flash. Yes, $1 cash says this is it for the clean, smooth, comfortable shaves you've always wanted. And here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured. Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. There's no matting down. There is no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
Try Colgate Brushless. See how it does away with razor scrape and soreness. Discover how slick and smooth and downright comfortable it makes your shave.
Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. If 1 week's use doesn't win you completely, just send me back the carton top and we'll mail you your dollar. Address, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. Remember, there's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Real five.
That was Joel Sprayberry with Happy Go Lucky, followed by a great old memory jogger, a very old commercial brought to you for entertainment purposes only. Here's Buddy Ebsen, America's favorite uncle, singing Everything's Okay.
I went to the country just the other day. See my Uncle Bill and sort of pass the time away. I asked him how he'd been since last I'd passed his way. He rubbed his chin, and here's what he had to say. My wife's been sick, and the youngins too, and I am darn near down with the flu. The cow's gone dry, and the hens won't lay, but we're still living, so everything's okay. The hogs took the cholera. They've gone and died. The bees got mad and they left with a hive. The weevils got the corn. The rain rotted the hay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The porch rotted down. That's more expense. The darned old mule, he tore down a fence. The mortgage is due and I can't pay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. Cow broke in the field and ate up the beans. The darn rabbits, they got the turnip green. And my ma-in-law just moved in to stay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. My land's so poor, so hard and yellow. You gotta sit on a sack of fertilizer to raise an umbrella. And it rains out here nearly every day. But we're still living. Oh, everything's okay. The well's gone dry. I have to tote the water up from the spring, about a mile and a quarter. My helper, he quit for lack of pay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The house, it leaks. It needs a new top. When it rains, it wets everything we got. Chimney fell down just the other day. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The cornmeal's gone and the meat's run out. Got nothing to kill to put in the smokehouse. The preacher's coming Sunday to spend the day. But we're still living, so everything's okay. The canned stuff's spoiled, or else the jars got broke. All we got left is one old billy goat. We're gonna have a new baby about the 1st of May. But we're still living, so everything's okay. My crop is rotted in the ground. I asked for another loan, but the banker turned me down. But we're still living, and we're praying for better days. So after all, everything's in pretty good shape.
Well, a bank robber in Florida is alleged to have made two crucial mistakes at Chase Bank. According to FBI agents, Philippe Cruz passed a note to a teller saying, "Give me the 100s, 50s, 20s now. Do not set the alarm. Hurry." His first mistake seemed to be in not realizing that the teller was behind bulletproof glass, and she just backed away from the window. Apparently, the would-be thief had not taken this into account, so he ended up leaving the bank without any money whatsoever. His second mistake was that he wrote the note on the back of a job application form that happened to include his username and password. The police have also lifted the fingerprints from the note, and they're trying to bring this attempted bank robber into custody. He probably should have continued looking for honest work, an FBI agent commented. Some people just never learn.
Well, that's because you think you're so pretty, and just because your mama thinks you're hot. Well, just because you think you've got something that no other girl has got. You cause me to spend all of my money. You laughed and call me old son-in-law. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Because we'll just be equal. You'll be blue. Well, there'll come a time when old Santa, he won't pay your bills for you. You caused me to lose all of my women, and now you say we are through. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I was through with you a long, long, long time ago. Your mama thinks you're the hottest thing in town. Well, just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got. You cause me to spend all of my money. Honey, you left me call the old Santa. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Cause we'll just be called.
Ah, well, they really just don't make music like that anymore. That was Elvis Presley with Just Because. Here's a good old group, the Coasters, singing about Charlie Brown.
Beep, beep, bop, 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 bop. I smell smoke in the auditorium. Everybody always picking on me. That's him on his knees. I know that's him. Yelling 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown. He's gonna get caught. Yes, you wait and see. Why is everybody always picking on me? Who's always writing on the wall?
Picking on me. cross English. Pizza Daddy, oh, Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown, he's a clown.
Everybody always picking on me.
Well, I hope you're having just a grand time, just like me, right here this hour of the Jason Kirkman Show. I'd like to thank all the stations that carry the show. I'd like to thank 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. That's our anchor station. And our sister station, 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico. That's where the Jason Kirkman Show originated about 2 years ago. And I'd like to thank the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas, and Country Lovin' Radio out of Vancouver, Washington. Also, Oldies Radio 104.3 FM out of Cara, West Virginia, WVPV, which stands for West Virginia's Proud Veterans. They're proud to be first in Ritchie County. I'd like to also thank OldiesRadio88.com and RememberWhenRadio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina. Dean, thanks for the great clips you've been sending me. I love them. I'd also like to thank the good folks, Mr. Parton, at Hawaiian Pacific Radio in Phoenix, Arizona, and Steve Jarrett and his friends at Q-Star Radio in Tampa, Florida. Great morning show, Steve. I've been listening a couple of times here and there. You really got it together. And I'd like to thank KOWS Radio 107.3 FM out of Occidental, California. Don and all of your programming committee folks, thanks again for carrying the show. Looks like a great place to live and work. And I'd like to thank WYAP 107.7 FM out of Clay, West Virginia. They've got good people working there like Andy, David, Fred, and Liz. And Liz, I'm still praying for you. I hope you're feeling a lot better. Folks, you're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
You got the magic touch. It makes me glow so much. It casts a spell. It rings a bell. The magic touch. Oh, when I feel your charm, it's like a false alarm. You make me thrill so much. You've got the magic touch. Here I go. The magic touch. Here I go, really. Oh, I'm feeling the glow. But where can I go from you? I didn't know too much, and then I felt your touch, and now I've learned I can return the magic touch.
That was the Platters with the Magic Touch. Going back through the Elvis Presley file, let's see here. How about Good Luck Charm by Elvis Presley?
Oh yeah. Don't want a four-leaf clover. Don't want an old horseshoe. Want your kiss, 'cause I just can't miss. The good luck across the bay. Your love is worth all the gold on earth. No wonder that I say, come on and be my little good luck charm. Hey, you sweet delight, I want a good luck charm. Hanging on my arm, I do have, I do have, I do hope, I do hope, I do not.
I got a story I want to tell you. There was a city slicking friend with me what went hunting for squirrel year before last. He went in the swamp down near where I live. In his heart, too early to hunt them squirrel now. The weather's dry, and you could hear him coming for 4 miles. Ka-chomp, ka-chomp, sound like a herd of elephants with the trunk dragging the ground coming through the swamp. And man, he don't see no squirrel. Because the squirrels see him first. And he's just about to lose his discourage and quit and go out of that. And he run up on a little boy, about, I guess 13 or 12 year old, and he got squirrel tucked under his belt with the tail hanging down, looked like he got a hula skirt on, got about 16 or 15 squirrel, and the limit 14. He says, son, where in the world did you get all them squirrels? He said, in the swamp. He said, well, who's killed them squirrels? He said, I'll kill them squirrels. He said, look, son, I ain't no game warden. Don't you worry none at all about it. You got the limit there, and you ain't got no hunting license. I ain't no game warden. Don't tell me no lie like that. He said, mister, I ain't lying to you. I'll kill all them squirrels. He said, son, I can't stir that. Just told me the truth now. Who killed the squirrel? You ain't even got a rifle with you. You ain't got no shoot gun. You ain't even got a pistol in your hand. He said, you got it hidden in the swamp? He said, no. What you talk about, you kill him. You chunk at him with a rock? He said, no. He reached in the left-hand pocket and he pulled out a steel ball. He said, I don't chunk at him. I chunk him with this steel ball and I hit him. Oh, he said, I can't stand that. You done lied to me twice, lying like that to somebody older than you. He said, mister, I ain't lying. What I'm trying to tell you is the truth. And let me tell you something else. I'm going to show you there's a squirrel right now. Ka-choom, he chunk up there and knock that squirrel out. That fella said, whoo, he went around grabbing the squirrel, blip, 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 beat against the tree to be sure it's dead. Y'all done seen everything now. The little old left-handed boy, he said, I ain't left-handed. He said, well, how come you chunk left-handed? He said, Papa won't let me chunk right-handed. He said, how come you Papa won't let you chunk right-handed? He said, I tear him up too bad, I guarantee. Oh, boy. Let me see, I done stopped up a little here. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is fine.
I just want to say I'm so glad to be bringing you another episode, another edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, all the way from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin. I'll tell you what, it's beautiful weather out today. I just cooked a big old pork steak out on the grill with some good sauce on it. My son, he wanted hot dogs, and I had to eat one of those too, so I threw an extra one on there. Boy, good times. I'm telling you what, making memories, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Make some memories with you and your family today. I challenge you to do that. Do something special with one of your loved ones or all of your immediate loved ones. Do it and have fun doing it. Hey, speaking of fun, here's a fun old commercial. Hey, do you remember this one?
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
So this is my brother Zach getting ready to tell me a joke about toilet paper.
Oh, you can't put this one on the radio.
Oh, I can't? Oh, okay. Well, that's what I wanted you to do. Well, tell it to me anyway.
I'll tell it to you. Okay, here's the joke.
Bathroom humor.
Okay. Why? Bathroom humor. Why did the toilet paper roll down the hill?
Why did the toilet paper roll down the hill? I give up. Why?
To get to the bottom.
Okay.
Investigations have confirmed that the food at a food safety conference in Baltimore may not have been safe. After suspicions were raised, all 1,500 delegates at the summit were contacted and asked about their health. Around 400 have not yet responded, but of the 1,100 who did, over 100 people have confirmed that they suffer symptoms of gastroenteritis, including diarrhea and nausea. Investigations are continuing to determine what caused the problem, but a director of the convention center has been quoted as saying, "None of us are very happy when we hear these things." Remember that today's mighty oak is merely yesterday's little nut that managed to hold its ground. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Come on, baby! Let's do that twist. Come on, baby! Let's do that twist.
Chubby Checker with the twist. Here's an oldie, Johnny Preston with Running Bear.
On the bank of the river stood Running Bear, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid. Little White Dove was her name, such a lovely sight to see. But their tribes fought with each other, so their love could never be. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love that couldn't die. He couldn't swim the raging river, 'cause the river was too wide. He couldn't reach little White Dove waiting on the other side. In the moonlight he could see her throwing kisses across the way. Her little heart was beating faster, waiting there for her brave. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love that couldn't die. Running Bear dove in the water, little White Dove did the same. And they swam out to each other, through the swirling stream they came. As their hand touched and their lips met, the raging river pulled them down. Now they'll always be together in that happy hunting ground. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love that couldn't die.
Senate Bill 296, which is being debated by the Florida legislature, has the title, An Act Related to Carrying a Concealed Weapon or Firearm, but a state senator has tabled a proposal that would change the name to An Act Relating to the Zombie Apocalypse. The intent of the act, as originally proposed, was to eliminate criminal prosecution for anybody carrying concealed firearms during a mandatory evacuation under a declared state of emergency. Senator Dwight Bullard, however, argues that a crisis is not a good time to allow everyone to carry concealed weapons without a permit. Some, like myself, might argue it's the perfect time. He has filed other changes to the wording of the proposed law, but apart from the new title, it still contains no mention of zombies.
Thank you.
was The Ventures with Walk Don't Run. Here's The Shirelles with Dedicated to the One I Love.
This is dedicated to the one I love. While I'm far away from you, my baby, I know it's hard for you, my baby, because it's hard for me, my baby, and the darkest hour is just before dawn.
Don't forget to check out my personal blog at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. I've got a lot of neat stuff on there. You want to see a lady walking her pet crab? You'll see a picture of it there. You want to see some sailors getting their last kiss before heading off to combat in World War II? You'll find that there. You'll find a lot of stuff at my blog. Don't forget to sign the guest book while you're there. You're listening to The Jason Kurtman Show. This is a new segment on The Jason Kurtman Show. It's called The Weekly Shoutout. And this week's shoutout goes to Vernon Huth out of Kansas City, Missouri. Vern is one of Kansas City's finest, protecting the streets and people of that great American city. Vern, I miss those wonderful days back when you and I patrolled the backwoods of Miller County. Vern, here's to you and your family and all the fine men and women of the Kansas City Police Department.
Took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales, didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. Well, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Then they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go.
Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
That was Johnny Horton with The Battle of New Orleans, and here's Good Vibrations done by none other than the Beach Boys.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon your hair. I hear the sound of a church on the wind that blows your perfume through the air.
I'm thinking of good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm thinking of good vibrations. She's giving me excitations.
You're listening to the Jason Kurtman Show. I'm trying to bring back the nickel soda pop, as always. You know what that is. It's not a beverage. It's a concept about the way things used to be in America, a simpler time when honesty and integrity and character ran deep. I'd like to thank the stations that carry the Jason Kurtman Show, 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas, and Country 11 Radio out of Vancouver, Washington. Also, Oldies Radio 104.3 FM out of Cara, West Virginia, WVPV, West Virginia's proud veterans, proud to be first in Ritchie County. Also, OldiesRadio88.com out of Columbia, South Carolina, and RememberWhenRadio.com, also out of Columbia, South Carolina. and Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of Phoenix, Arizona, Q-Star Radio out of Tampa, Florida, KOWS Radio 107.3 FM out of Occidental, California, and WYAP 107.7 FM out of Clay, West Virginia. Now, all of these radio stations have wonderful, entertaining, fascinating, interesting, mind-boggling websites. Check them out by going to jasonkurtman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and checking out all of the station links at the upper top left-hand side of the homepage. Let's get back to it right here on the Jason Kurtman Show. Well, I'll tell you what, let's play another one from the Beverly Hillbillies. Here's the Birds and the Bees.
Ellie Mae is such a beautiful girl. I wonder why she's not married.
She's 18. She's too old.
Now Ellie Mae's 18 years old.
I met a light woman, I'm told.
When you meet the right man, you quick marry him.
Now that your chances is slim.
Don't worry, Pop. One of these days I'll be getting hitched.
Ellie, I told you 1,000 times, before you get hitched, these things you got to know about courting and sparking and birds and bees.
Oh, Pop, I know the birds and the bees. I learned that when I was young. The bees is the little ones.
That's all you know. Ellie, you're gonna get stung.
That's right, Granny. Ellie, the way them big city men are beginning to look at you, we've got to have an answer.
Can you tell about the birds and the bees? We gotta know now if you can.
I'm not fixing to marry a bird or a bee. I'm fixing to marry a man.
She's right. I never thought of that.
Granny, take over and learn her something.
Ellie, there's a difference in men. They're city men and country men. And in the city, a woman traps a man different. Now, the first rule is, Ellie may play hard to get, though they say they love you a lot.
You know that if I not play hard to get, I'm feared that I'll never get got.
Get me my jug, Jethro.
I'm ready for sparking now, Paul.
No, Ellie, you jumped the gun. You don't spark first. You court first. In fact, he'll court you.
Well, how'll I know if he's a courting?
He'll wear courting clothes and have his hair slicked and be toting a box of candy.
Well, gosh, while he's a courting, what do I do, Paul?
Well, first take him into the parlor. Then you both sit down on the couch. You on the one end, him on the other.
If he reaches for you, just yell out.
Yeah.
And I'll come a-running and save you.
Yep, Granny, we'll be right there in the parlor behind the curtains. On the first night of courting, it's the code of the hills. A girl and a fella is never left alone.
Oh, that lesson. Granny learned me.
Now, Ellie, what really happens when you're out with a big city fella?
Well, Pa, for instance, I went riding through the hills with a city fella. Then, suddenly, the engine stopped. He said, Ellie Mae, we's out of gas. And out of that car, I hopped. I run down the road just as fast as I could. But that city fella sure was mean. Instead of glad, he was mad. When I come running back, toting a can of gasoline.
No wonder you was mad. You left him sitting there alone. That's not playing the courting game right.
Next time that happens, you don't run for gasoline. You jump out of the car, get behind it, and push.
Can you tell about the birds and the bees? We gotta know now if you can.
I'm not fixing to marry a bird or a bee. I'm fixing to marry a man.
She's not fixing to marry a bird or a bee. She's fixing to marry a man.
Here's the Man in Black, Johnny Cash, singing Daddy Sang Bass.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad. But there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of blackland dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne.
No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Well, folks, it's that portion of the show when I say goodbye and farewell, and we will close out with Sam Cooke's That's It, I Quit, I'm Moving On. That's what I'm doing right now. I hope you all have a fantastic day and a blessed week.
When we used to say goodnight, I'd always kiss and hold you tight, but lately you don't seem to care. You close the door and leave me standing there. Oh, honey, that's not fair. That's it, I quit, I'm moving on. Yeah, the other night we had a date, and you showed up 2 hours late, and though your hair was all in place, somebody smeared the lipstick on your face. Oh, they smeared it every place. Yeah, that's it, honey, I quit, I'm moving on. Oh, you made me want you, you made me need you, you made me tumble and fall. But if I can't have you the way I want you, I don't want you at all. Yeah, baby, I can take a lot, cause I love everything you've got. And though your kisses thrill me so, if you've got someone else, I've gotta go. Oh, and that you know. Yeah, that's it, honey, I quit, I'm moving on. Yeah, now you made me want you, you made me need you, you made me tumble and fall. But if I can't have you the way I want you, then I don't want you at all. Yeah, baby, I can take a lot, cause I love everything you got. Though your kisses thrill me so, if you've got someone else, I've gotta go. Oh, and honey, that you know. Yeah, that's it, baby, I quit, I'm moving on. And one more time, that's it, honey, I quit, I'm moving on. I'm moving on. You done me wrong, so I'm moving on.